This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie Football going to join the show momentarily in advance of Donnie Football Friday. He's been joining us every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Let's be honest about that. It's becoming a segment. Wednesdays with Donnie. I'm out at JP Roofing and Siding, Route 30 North for sales for a great cause, our WIN campaign, Women and Children in Need. You can come out, help make a donation to the victims of domestic abuse this holiday season. You can also donate at WCSPittsburgh.org and have a couple pieces of pizza while you're here and talk a little sports. Big shout out to Pat from Beacon Exterior Products. Just gave $500 Visa gift cards worth $500 toward WIN. That is pretty awesome, and thank you very much, Pat. All right, let's get to Donald Football. It's actually going to be him and Limits and maybe a little bit of Pony on Friday because I'm going to be out of town coming off the Browns game, but there was a take that rocked the world yesterday on the PM team when Andrew Filippone from out of nowhere dropped this all-timer. Limits?
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
Just mind-boggling. I can't even get into all of it. I'm going to throw it to Donnie here. And Donnie, welcome aboard. And I'm going to simply say this. Are you for or against that Pony take? You on or you off here, buddy?
I can see where he's coming from. By the way, that's not even close to being his worst take ever. I mean, the guy called Kenny Pickett Joe Montana. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that. What we care about is the rivalry game against the Browns. What do you mean? Are you on or off? Can you see where he's coming from? You support that take or don't?
I guess I would support it if I can see where he's coming from.
Oh my God, Donnie!
And you're going to be sitting there. You're going to be sitting there next to JP and his great mustache. And you're going to be crying into your coffee, Joe. That I'm saying that I support where Pony's coming from, and it's because if you think that tomorrow night's game is just going to be some easy walk in the park, you don't understand how the game of football works.
Oh, nobody said that. That's an entirely different topic, Donnie, is what's the nature of the game going to be. The Steelers are built to win late and close. The Browns are built to lose all the time. So what are you saying there? That the fact that it's a close game means you two will give the Steelers a free pass if they lose to the 2-8 Browns? And more than that, where do the free passes stop? They got three games coming up in 10 days later in the season. That sounds awfully strenuous. You handing out passes if they lose to the Chiefs, too?
So they just had a three-game stretch out of the bye, and they're going to, at worst, start 2-1.
That's nice.
And if you were told that, if you were told, okay, coming out of the bye, the Steelers will start 2-1, You didn't get told against the Commanders, Ravens, and Browns how those games would specifically go down. What would you say to that?
I'd say, how'd the first two games go? And then I'd ask about the Browns.
You'd either say yes or no. Can you take that?
No, I'm not taking that.
You're just saying that now because of how the first two games have gone. You're full of it if you tell me that the first three games out of the bye against the Commanders, the Ravens, and the Browns, if you said the Steelers will go 2-1 in that three-game stretch, that you're going to say that you wouldn't take that.
So you're going retroactively to defend this ridiculous point that you're going to give the Steelers a free pass if they lose to the 2-8 Browns and compromise their ability to get the number one seed. We'll go retroactively to whether I would have said, yes, I'll take 2-1 coming out.
I'm asking you a question.
I would have said, tell me what these teams' records are. What are the Browns going to be? I have no idea what I would have said to answer your question. I know what I'm saying to this, that it's one of the most ridiculous takes I've ever heard. A free pass? So again, but you didn't answer my question. They have a more strenuous test coming up with three really good teams. Three of them, not just two. Three really good teams in 10 days. So are you also going to be giving out free passes for the Chiefs game on Christmas, or are you interested in the number one seed? Or more to the point, are you interested in beating the freaking Cleveland Browns?
I'm not going to say free pass, and I'm not going to fully say that I stand 100% behind what Pony said. I'm simply saying that I can understand where he's coming from, that the schedule does not work out in their favor very favorably here, and if they happen to drop a game, I'm not going to think it's the end of the world. Will I be frustrated, annoyed, a little bit mad if they lose tomorrow night? Yes, absolutely. That happens with every game. But if they also get to that stretch later in the season where they play, what, the Eagles, Ravens, and Chiefs all in 10 days?
Yes.
If they don't come out of that 3-0, I'm not going to say, man, these guys friggin' suck. They're not 3-0 after they just played three of the best teams in football?
I don't think anybody's saying that, Donnie. They're saying, are you going to give them a free pass for losing to the 2-8 Browns, period? And if the take is that it's going to be a close game, I think it's going to be a close game too. So win the close game. Do you know how many shows, how many takes would be different over time if the ball goes inside the uprights instead of outside in the last second? That's just the way it works. Everything changes if Scott Norwood puts the ball inside the uprights. Then they played a great game. He didn't. So a lot of the games sucked. That's just the way it works here. They're playing the Cleveland Browns. I'm not in the mood for free passes. There's a number one seed to be had here in the AFC, Donnie.
I'm going to be annoyed and frustrated and mad if they lose tomorrow night. But I also will not be surprised in the slightest if it happens. I guess that's where I'm coming from, that we're kind of missing the slide here or whatever, like we're missing each other on this. I'm not going to call it a free pass like Pony did, but if they lost the game tomorrow night, I'm not going to sit there and be like stunned and jaw dropped on my couch.
No, me neither. Not stunned in the least. No, I think it'll be a close game. I even said yesterday, if the Steelers win close, I'm not going to be of a mind to rip them for things. If it's an ugly win over the Browns, it's survive in advance. But again, there's a big difference between winning close and losing close. It's winning or losing. So to me, this is no time for free passes. How are you otherwise?
I'm doing all right, Joe.
You sound a little bitter today. Maybe I should have had Pony on to defend his own take.
Could try that. He is the guy that said it. I'm just the guy that pushes the buttons for him.
I know, but you co-signed it, and then Mulsey went at you guys, didn't he?
Yes, he did. You could have had both of them on. They're both here, and there's both seats are available in the studio.
Nah, it's too late now. I've had enough of this, Donnie. I thought it was going to be more of a fun interaction. It turned into a contentious interaction, and I'm sorry for that.
I think it was fine, Joe.
No, it wasn't. Limits? What limits? What did you think of the interaction?
Oh, I thought there was some contention, but I think it was friendly fire. You know, some good banter back and forth.
Next time Greensburg-Salem plays Hempfield and Greensburg-Salem has an injury too, I think I'll give them a free pass against Hempfield. You?
I will, because Hempfield is double the size of Greensburg-Salem, Joe. They should lose that game every time.
So free passes for your rivalry game?
Joe, that's an apples to orange comparison. Come on.
If they had a tough
Hempfield
week.
Hempfield is six friggin' what A.
I'm with Donnie on this one.
What if they had a strenuous week? Free passes?
They probably would have a strenuous week, but you can't compare. You can't compare these levels,
Joe. I heard.
I'm kidding, for God's sakes, Donnie.
Joe, I heard ponies giving away free passes to Kennywood today.
Right.
Oh, you need those. You need those because it's like $80 to go to Kennywood nowadays.
There's free passes everywhere. All right, Donnie. What's your prediction on the game?
I think it's going to be a slog. I think it's going to be like 17-16 or something. The weather looks terrible. It's tough for this is one of those this is the main reason why, like, I could see where Pony was coming from. Like, I just think there's an expectation of an ugly game. Like, yeah, I want them to win. They should win given the team they're playing, but
yeah,
there's real danger in my mind that it could be like what I think of in that 2009 season, where, you know, not necessarily that the Steelers were a good team, but they were the defending Super Bowl champs. And they lost to Brady Quinn in a Thursday night game. And the guy threw for like 80 yards. Like, I have bad visions of that game in my mind, and I'm just hoping that maybe that they can send Chris Boswell out for a game winner or something like that. Just get through this game with a win, and I'm happy. So I'm not going as far as Pony to say free pass. I will have frustration and annoyance and anger if they lose the game, but I think it's going to be much closer than what some people think. Like, I heard my guy Jack last night saying the Steelers should win the game by two or three touchdowns. I'd be elated if that happened, but I don't think it will.
Yeah, I mean, don't you go into every Steelers game thinking there's a good chance it'll be ugly? They've played about 78 of them in the last two seasons. But I just, like I said, if I went in and said, since I think this game will be close, I don't know if I'll be of a mind to criticize the Steelers. I mean, lots of takes, lots of shows would have been very different over the course of sports history. Fairly or not, if the close one goes against you, you're probably going to get ripped, especially if it's the 2-8 Browns. And, you know, a prepaid, pregame, free pass on a loss to the 2-8 Browns, to me, was one of the most incredible takes in fan history.
I think just
because it'll be a close game doesn't undo the take for me.
Yeah, I think where else he was coming from, which is why he like also mentioned with what they've done lately, I think he sees that, okay, well, in his mind, I didn't expect them to win against the Commanders or against the Ravens. So now he's thinking they've bought themselves a little bit of wiggle room. And if they do have a game where they drop one to a bad team, it's not the end of the world, which, okay.
It's the end of the one seed.
But is it? I mean, there are still a good chunk of weeks left.
I don't know, man. I guess you'd have to have the Chiefs lose. You'd have to win all your games and then hope Christmas Day comes down to that. I think it would be a major blow to the one seed, which should be their focus now, and also a blow to the division because now you have a nice little tidy two-game lead in the loss column.
The division thing would be more, which would be a reason why I'm more annoyed. Like, my first thought would not be about the one seed, believe it or not. I guess just given the fact that that's been basically uncharted waters for them for a long time. I mean, I can't, 2004 was the last time I think they were the one
seed. It feels like it's right in front of them here, especially with a game against the Chiefs on Christmas Day.
I would be more annoyed about the divisional race if they lost tomorrow.
I feel like, plus, Donnie, I feel like every loss to the Cleveland Browns, no matter what state the Browns are in, is humiliating, honestly. I really do. There's only been 11 of them, and I feel like I remember every one of them, and every one of them was horrifying, whether it was DTR or a 28-0 first quarter deficit in the playoff game, or two or three times to Tim Couch or Brandon Whedon or Brady freaking Quinn the night you just mentioned,
yeah,
went 6-for-19, or the horrific Myles Garrett game. It feels like every loss to the Browns is just a blight on the franchise. Maybe on any franchise, given that they're the Cleveland Browns. That's especially galling to me, is any free pass pregame given on a loss to that franchise? No, I'm not buying it, Donnie.
There's also an argument, since you brought up the game last year, that was actually a blessing in disguise, that horrible loss to the Browns, because that was their final
For
run
sure.
with Matt Canada. And I also think, I'm convinced, that was their final straw with Kenny Pickett. The future. That was the final game where they said, this guy clearly cannot get it done.
I do agree with that. In fact, I wrote about that today, that basically every loss to the Cleveland Browns is hideous, but last year's probably sparked it. This just underscores my argument. Them losing to the Cleveland Browns and DTR last year, and that was a playoff year for Cleveland, but it was still the Browns and it was still DTR, was so horrifying, so shameful, that the Steelers parted with like 80 years of franchise tradition and fired a coordinator. That just underscores my point of how horrifying it is to lose to that franchise, and how I would never, ever be handing out free passes for pre-losses to the Browns, Donnie. My God, what have we done to ourselves?
Where are we going as a society?
Exactly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Joe.
Donnie.
I'm just going to ask you, think Hines Ward's going to get in?
Probably not, but he should. I'll give him a free pass if he doesn't.
Hey, man, Harrison.
Thank you. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Joe.
See ya. Limits, that became a little more contentious than I intended. I was hoping it would be more lighthearted. I'm glad it got that way at the end.
And Pony just came in here very excited that Donnie defended his honor.
I know. Let's be honest, though. Pony hasn't been shy about ripping me or anybody else, so if he gives a take like that, it's all in good fun.
Correct. Very, very, very true.
All right. What are we left with here? Now I'm depressed for some reason with that Donnie thing. It's the most serious I ever heard Donnie in his life.
Joe, I don't want to upset you.
I'm not upset.
We can't always just be buddy-buddy and get along.
Nah, it was the nature of the disagreement that has me depressed, Donnie. And plus, last year you were all about respect for the Ravens. Now it's free passes.
Oh, Limits and I were all over that.
The Browns. I. What has happened to you, Donnie? Is your generation just growing soft? Is that what maybe has happened here?
I think the generation is soft. Absolutely.
Although when you and I had the arm wrestling match, you took that very seriously. Remember that?
Yes.
So that leads me to believe that you're a very competitive man. Can I get you to change your take? It's the Browns.
I'm not fully on Pony's side. I mean, I'm certainly, if they would lose the game tomorrow night, I'm absolutely going to be angry and annoyed.
It depends on how it would happen, right? Certainly we're not going to give a free pass if they go out and lose 47-10 tomorrow, are we?
No, I mean, if they get bludgeoned, then that'd be a whole different thing that I'd
Jameis throws
kind
for
of unimaginable.
Jameis throws for 500, there's no free passes around here, are there?
No, that would be pretty inexcusable. And I will have the chance to rip them on Friday if that's the case, Joe.
That's right. Oh, that reminds me. I'm going to have a little, I'm going to make up some free passes, some little tickets, and leave them on the desk for you in there to hand out that day. Thank you, Donnie.
See you,
this
Joe.
This is the second time we've said goodbye. What's happening here, Limits? Is he gone yet?
Yes, good night, Donnie.
Good night, Donnie. He's got work to do to prepare for the show. All right, Limits. Anything to say about all that?
Well, I do think that there should not be any free passes handed out to the Steelers one by one as they get on the bus if they lose to the Browns this week. I know the weather's going to be garbage. It's going to be just a disastrous, ugly-looking football game, which is the exact definition of AFC North football, which we like to watch, but might be difficult to play in, and which I think gives an advantage to the Browns. But at the same time, they have to win this game by a touchdown. Even if it's a field goal, whatever. Win, move on, enjoy your mini-bye playing on a short week. This is the team that if you lose to this Cleveland team, it's as bad as losing to a team in Cleveland out of any year. Like I think this would be worse than the DTR year.
I mean, you have to twist yourself into a pretzel here to rationalize this. You really do. It's the Cleveland Browns, and they're 2-8. They stink. They're banged up. Jameis Winston is their quarterback. They've lost two games in a row by a combined score of 62-24. Okay? So it would be a horrific, horrific loss. Period.
I don't think there's any sugarcoating it.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. And that's not the same as saying the Steelers couldn't or wouldn't bounce back from it.
Right.
That's a different topic. Donnie tried to twist this into other topics. How about when he tried to pin me into, would you have said 2-1 was good enough for these three games? I should have said no if I knew I was going to win the first two, and the third was against the 2-8 Browns.
We live in a different world now than we did just a couple of days ago, Donnie.
Donnie prepared. He had some pre-prepared arguments. He was like a lawyer coming in here, and I'm going to guess that he got some help from Pony to make his case. Would you guess that?
I would guess that. Maybe he was watching a lot of drama TV shows. Maybe he was watching some Law and Order. Judge Donnie was getting prepared.
Would you have taken 2-1? I don't know. If I was playing three games and the last one of those was against the 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers and I won the first two, then I wouldn't take 2-1. Expectations change within seasons. I should have said that to Donnie. Now I'm getting fired up again. Would you have taken 10 wins before the season, Donnie? Yes. Okay. Then would you take 2-5 down the stretch? That's good enough now? That would have been a great counter argument, wouldn't it have been? Expectations change over the course of time. Did Pitt season? If I would have told you Pitt won 7 games this year, I bet you would have said, Donnie or Limits, that's not a bad season. They only won 3 last year. They improved by 4 games. But if I then told you they would start 7-0 and then lose 5 in a row, some of them in horrific fashion, would that still be good enough? No. So don't give me the retroactive. If I had told you they would have gone 2-1, would that be good enough? Not if they went 2-0 first. No. Expectations change. Top seeds come into focus. If I had told you you were playing against the 76 Steelers, the 76 Cowboys, and then the Buccaneers, and we talked before that stretch, and you said to me, would 2-1 be good enough? I'd say, I guess, except if I win the first two and then face the 0-14 Buccaneers, then it would have to be 3-0 or it would be pretty bad, because that would be a pretty bad loss, wouldn't it? So would this. I'm tired. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the whole it's going to be a close game argument. Every Steelers game is probably going to be close and ugly. More to the point, like I said to Donnie, if you went through the history of sports, take a Penguins loss, right? They had close losses to the Islanders 2 years ago. Those games were all close. Do they get a free pass then? No. Sports history is littered with, hey, that football's in the air right now. Guess what? if it goes a little bit to the right and misses the crossbar, the team kicking it stinks and their season's a disaster. If it goes through those uprights, God bless them, and let's have a ticker tape parade. Fairly or not, that's the history of sports. So don't tell me because the game is close that you're allowed to give a pre-ordered free pass afterward. Get out of here with that. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I can argue in the court of law just as well as Pony and Donnie. And I have a feeling those were Pony's arguments argued by Donnie.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it probably was. Do you think that he was trained like an associate? He was Pony's associate to come in and fight the lawsuit?
Yes, I think they had a mock court where Mulsey had the white beard and the gown and the gavel and everything, and Donnie came in and practiced Pony's arguments. That's what I think they did before Donnie walked in there. I really do.